Time now for the news from Steve Thompson, your country financial representative, located on the square in Lebanon. Fire has destroyed a portion of the new Wayne City High School. The agricultural or ag building caught fire around 10 a.m. Friday and quickly spread through the structure. Wayne City firemen quickly called for aid from the Fairfield Rural Fire Department and Orchardville Fire Departments. The structure is actually separate from the newly constructed high school, but is only 20 or 30 feet from the new building. Firefighters were hampered by strong winds and snow. The winds helped fan the flames further out of control. Witnesses at the scene say the structure will likely be a total loss. One good thing, school at Wayne City was canceled Friday because of the overnight winter storm, so no students were in attendance. No injuries have been reported, and the cause remains under investigation by the Illinois State Fire Marshal's Office. Wayne County Emergency Management and the National Weather Service Office out of Paducah, Kentucky, are sponsoring a free weather spotting class in Fairfield, Illinois. The class is being held at Frontier Community College on Tuesday, February 6th at 6 p.m. It is open to anyone interested and completely free. Online registration is required. Just go to www.weather.gov/PAH/spottertraining to register for the class. The Fairfield Lions Club has postponed their recycling day 1 week. On Saturday, January 20th, the Fairfield Lions Club will be collecting Christmas lights that no longer work. The collection site will be at the Contiki Senior Center from 9 a.m. until noon. In addition to Christmas lights, the club will also be accepting donations of eyeglasses, hearing aids, empty ink cartridges, cell phones, soda tabs, and keys. These items will be recycled, and the proceeds used to help fund Lions Club programs throughout the state. For over 40 years, the Lions Club have helped raise funding for the 13 programs and services that the Lions of Illinois Foundation provides to the communities throughout Illinois, which include assistance for visually and hearing impaired. Any donation made, whether big or small, is greatly appreciated. For more information, contact David Savage of the Fairfield Lions Club at 618-516-1229.
Listen weekdays after the 6:15 and 7:15 news for Community Connection on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM, your News Talk Connection. Each day, I'll be talking with people about upcoming events as well as community leaders. If you have an event you would like to talk about, you can get on the Community Connection by calling me, Tom Levine, at 842-2159. The Community Connection, weekdays after the 6:15 and 7:15 news on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM, your News Talk Connection.
Low payments, low price, and giant trade allowances during the pre-owned 2018 kickoff event at J. Wilderman Ford, Jeep, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Mount Carmel. Over 250 pre-owned vehicles ready for immediate delivery. Vehicles starting at $24.95. Over 70 vehicles, $79 to $199 per month with approved credit. Zero down delivers. We are working hard to get you the lowest price, lowest payment, and highest trade value possible on one of the nicest, cleanest vehicles in the tri-state. See all the savings at jwildermanautoplex.com.
The Illinois State Board of Education says Governor Bruce Rauner's veto of legislation related to the revamped education funding formula could cause disruption and confusion to the state's more than 800 school districts. The ISBE officials issued a statement Friday criticizing the Republican governor's amendatory veto of legislation that fixed an error in the historical overhaul of public school funding last summer. ISBE says the bill needs to become a law to ensure that 178 school districts don't receive less money than they deserve. Rauner's veto Monday added a language that would make it easier for several dozen non-public schools to qualify for funding reform provision of $100 million in tax credit scholarships for parents to enroll their kids. Rauner spokeswoman Rachel Bold said Friday the governor agrees that the lawmakers should act quickly to provide all the remedies. In other news, the Fairfield Community High School Mulebackers will be hosting their annual Bingo and Silent Auction Night on Saturday, January 27th, 2018, at 7 p.m. in the Fairfield American Legion Hall. The fundraising event is once again being held in honor of all local veterans. As such, all veterans will be granted their first set of bingo cards for free to the event with proof of ID. A portion of the evening's proceeds will be donated to the Veterans Memorial Park renovations at Lakeside. The community is invited to come out and support not only the Mulebackers, but our local veterans in attendance and community upgrades. Several area businesses and individuals have generously donated an item toward the silent auction. A complete listing of items will be available on the FCHS Mulebackers Facebook page. Moderators for the evening will be none other than Fairfield's Sheldon Bunning and Jeff Cerlini. Light refreshments will be served. Admittance to the event is limited to individuals age 21 and older. Illinois' Medicaid officials say they're reviewing new federal guidelines that would let state-required able-bodied Medicaid recipients to work. The Illinois Department of Health Care and Family Services said Thursday that the policy notice and its implications are under review. The Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services made the announcement Thursday. The agency's head, Seema Verma, said work and community involvement can make a positive difference in people's lives and in their health. However, some Illinois patient advocates say they hope the state doesn't submit a proposal to make having a job a condition of Medicaid eligibility, citing fears it would leave people without health insurance. The Illinois Health and Hospital Association also opposed the work requirements. Association spokesman Danny Chun says the main concern is that people have coverage. The Illinois Farm Bureau is offering a $1,000 cash reward for information leading to a felony conviction for the recent theft of four handguns and a laptop computer from the Randy Vaughn Farm in rural Fairfield. Through the organization's Crime Reward Program, $1,000 is being offered to any person who provides information to the Wayne County Sheriff that leads to a felony conviction in the case. Any individual with information about the crime should contact the Wayne County Sheriff's Office at 618-842-6631 immediately. All information regarding the identity of the informant is confidential, and the reward money is paid directly to the informant. The Wayne County Sheriff's and Wayne County State's Attorney are aware of the Farm Bureau Crime Reward Program and will assist the informant in obtaining their reward. The Farm Bureau Crime Reward Program is a membership benefit of the Farm Bureau organization. For your property to qualify under the program, you must be a current member of the Farm Bureau. There might be a negotiation plea in the Richland County murder case of Glenn Ramey of Olney. The 54-year-old Ramey is charged in the 2016 death of an 8-year-old Olney girl. He faces a count of predatory criminal sexual assault as well as first-degree murder. Ramey was examined as to his fitness to stand trial, and a jury found he was fit. A hearing for either a negotiation plea or an open plea in the case has been scheduled for the afternoon of January 25th. A strong front moved through the region late Thursday into Friday, bringing with it rain and freezing rain, sleet and snow. The amount of ice and snow forced many cancellations to the area businesses and schools and canceled many sporting events for Friday night. Ice accumulation varied for the Fairfield area with a tenth to two-tenths coating outside surfaces, while snow accumulation varied between 1 to 2 inches. Wind gusted anywhere from 25 to 30 miles per hour, causing snow to drift. Heavier snow amounts were reported to the south and east. Many cities and rural roads along the highways and interstates were in very poor conditions, as local law enforcement helped stranded motorists. For the latest in road conditions, go to gettingaroundillinois.com. Local law enforcement encourages those who plan to travel to exercise caution and to allow plenty of extra time to reach your destination safely. The National Weather Service in Paducah has stated that a burst of accumulating snow will be possible as a storm system and Arctic cold front dive southeast through the region Monday into Monday night. Wind chills will fall into the 0 to 10 below 0 range Monday night and Tuesday night.
Hi, it's Mark and Tom from the WFIW Morning Show, starting something new on Tuesday, January 2nd.
What are we starting new? What are we doing?
Well, we are going to start taking your birthdays live on the radio.
Live? How are we going to do that?
All you have to do is call us in, 842-2159, starting at 6:45 a.m. each and every day, Monday through Friday, starting on January 2nd.
And then we're going to just throw you right on the air.
You betcha. Just keep it clean, please.
With direct, low-cost flights to Orlando and hundreds of daily competitive price destinations, Evansville Regional Airport is magically convenient and universally appealing, with flights for a princess and fares for a pauper. Visit flyevv.com and make all of your travel wishes come true. Evansville Regional Airport. Convenience and affordable fares to any destination.
Crude oil is at $56.75, unchanged since yesterday. 89-year-old Sisney resident Lawrence Eugene Olbrecht died on Thursday, January 11, 2018, at Fairfield Memorial Hospital. Gene was a journeyman lineman for Wainwright Electric Cooperative, and after his retirement from Wainwright, he worked for Gill's Excavating. He was a member of the Masonic Lodge No. 1111, Shriners, Coon Creek Ridge Riders Club, and Enterprise United Methodist Church. Gene is survived by his wife, Mid Olbrecht of Sisney, Illinois, one daughter, Bonnie Atwood of Sisney, Illinois, two sisters, Phyllis Ulrich of Olney, Illinois, and Wilma Trotter of Robinson, Illinois. Also surviving are five grandchildren, Jenna Gill of Mount Airy, Illinois, Andy Atwood and Alex Atwood of Sisney, Illinois, Tamira Cassico of Madison, Mississippi, Kamira Heinger of Franklin, Tennessee, and 13 great-grandchildren and two great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Lawrence Eugene Olbrecht will be at 11 a.m. Monday, January 15th, 2018, at the Hosselton Funeral Home in Sisney, with burial in Sisney Cemetery. Visitation will be at 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Sunday, January 14th, 2018, at the Hosselton Funeral Home in Sisney. Memorials can be given to the Comfort Room at Fairfield Memorial Hospital or the Shriners Hospital for Children at St. Louis, Missouri, and will be accepted at the Hosselton Funeral Home. Joyce A. Knight, 87, formerly of Grayville, Illinois, died Thursday, January 11, 2018, at Premier Healthcare of New Harmony in New Harmony, Indiana. While living in Georgia, she attended the Midway Methodist Church in Lilly, Georgia. Survivors include sons Jimmy Knight of Whitesburg, Georgia, Dale Knight of Cordell, Georgia, daughter Nancy Davis of Leesburg, Georgia, brother Sid Coe of Flower, Illinois, sister-in-law Rowene Coe of Crossville, Illinois, sister Barbara Earle of Grayville, eight grandchildren and numerous great-grandchildren. Visitation and funeral are Tuesday, January 16th, 2018, at the Cook Funeral Chapel in Grayville. Visitation is at 11 a.m. with funeral at noon. Burial is in the Oak Grove Cemetery in Grayville. Charles Collins, age 91, of Wayne City, died on January 12, 2018, at 3:25 a.m. Friday morning. He is survived by his loving wife of 67 years, Mary Ellen, and his two children, Charles Collins, the second of Wayne City, and Anna Collins of Woodlawn. He is also survived by twin sisters, Doris McClanahan and Phyllis Heffley of Wayne City, and several nieces and nephews. Funeral arrangements are Tuesday, January 16th, at Richardson Funeral Home in Wayne City, with visitation at 9 a.m. and funeral services to follow at 10 a.m. Burial is to be at the Pleasant Grove Cemetery south of Fairfield. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the First Baptist Church in Wayne City. Dixie Pennington, 81 of Carmi, Illinois, passed away Saturday morning, January 13, 2018, at Deaconess Hospital in Evansville. She was born September 4, 1936, in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The daughter of Arthur and Wilma Patrick, she married Ace Toddy Pennington on June 8, 1954, in Mount Vernon, and he preceded her in death on January 27, 2013. Dixie is survived by her sister, Sharon Carter, of Romeoville, Illinois, and nieces and nephews. She was preceded in death by her husband, son, William Pennington, brother, William Patrick, and sister, Deborah Patrick. Funeral services will be held at noon on Tuesday, January 16, 2018, at the Steinenbach Family Funeral Home in Carmi, with Reverend David Cochran officiating. Burial will be at the Bellefontaine Cemetery in Mount Vernon, Indiana. Visitation is from 10 a.m. on Tuesday until time of service. Online condolences may be left at the SteinenbachFamilyFuneralHome.com.
2-1 pitch from Shouse in the left center. There it is! Rose has eclipsed Cobb. That's number 4,192.
Saturday, March 31st, baseball's all-time hit king, Pete Rose, will take the stage at the Victory Theater and take you back to the golden era of baseball with stories of the sport's all-time greats. It's a multimedia experience with great stories that only Pete can tell. For tickets, go to the Ford Center or Ticketmaster, presented by Fox Sports Evansville 106.7.
Let's have a look at sports. In the NFL, the Eagles soared past the Falcons 15-10. Patriots stomped the Titans 35-14. In the NBA, Lakers beat the Mavericks 107-101. Clippers stomped the Kings 126-105. Thunder over the Hornets 101-91. The Wizards just squeaked by the Raptors 127-125. The Bulls gored the Pistons 107-105. The Spurs destroyed the Nuggets 112-80. In the NHL, the Islanders humiliated the Rangers 7-2. The Penguins waddled past the Red Wings 4-1. Bruins over the Canadiens 4-3. Flyers won against the Devils 5-3. The Wild ran wild all over the Jets 4-1. Avalanche crushed the Stars 4-1. Oilers slid past the Golden Knights 3-2. Ducks swam past the Kings 4-2, and the Sharks ate the Coyotes 6-5. In the NCAA, Michigan beat Michigan State 82-72, Purdue over Minnesota 81-47, Southern Illinois defeated Illinois State 74-70, Belmont won against Eastern Illinois 75-66, SIU Edwardsville over Tennessee State 82-79, Kentucky beats Vanderbilt 74-67, and Ole Miss defeated Florida 78-72. And that was a look at your sports.
The Florida Keys are open for business despite the wrath of Hurricane Irma back in September. I'm Jonathan Smith, owner of four radio stations in the fabulous Florida Keys. Our highway-accessible island chain off the southern tip of mainland Florida is known for sport fishing, diving, snorkeling, and our tropical weather. You can help us by vacationing here. Our economy depends on tourism. Check out keysstrong.org to see how to help otherwise. That's keysstrong.org. Thanks to this radio station for helping us spread the word about the fabulous Florida Keys.
Time now for your classic hits forecast. Today, increasing clouds with a high near 23, wind chill value is as low as negative 3. Tonight, a 30% chance of snow, mainly before midnight, cloudy with a low of 24. Tomorrow, snow likely, mainly before noon, cloudy with a high near 30 and a low around 1. Lynn Wells brings you the latest breaking news every day right here on your classic hits station, or WFIW 104.9 FM.